Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Thornton moves to second. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Monty Fusco fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Monty Fusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monty Fusco bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill now catching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomason. Morales reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher is walked intentionally. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-0 in the game. Rochelle hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-1 in the game. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hill for a passed ball. Monday moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomason moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Thomason scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Miller now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Pete Locock pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locock hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Locock moves to third. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball towards center. Thomason settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thomason. Locock scores. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. Madlock moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Von Joshua pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Giants. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to second. Champ Summers pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trillo scores. There goes Swisher trying to get to third. Mercer throws the ball into Goodson, who tags Swisher for the out. It's Giants, 7, Cubs, 7. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Goodson moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodson scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Giants. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws to second. Miller drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Miller. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomason. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. It's Giants, 8, Cubs, 8. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams spins and fires to second, and Madlock is picked off. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Morales is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 8. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Giants. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Montanez moves to third. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Jeff Zahn. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Adrian Garrett. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.